6. Anthropology.
Native American pottery. Artifacts are ancient objects that have been recovered through archaeological endeavors. Anthropologists study the cultural artifacts left by older societies to gain valuable knowledge about their ways of life. When studying Native American cultures, one common type of artifact is pottery, which can be found all over the continent. By studying the pottery found in a region, anthropologists have been able to learn about ancient techniques as well as the functions of pottery for Native American peoples. Years of recovering and studying pottery have revealed many differences between the pottery made by people who lived in the southwestern portion of what is now the United States and those who lived in the northeastern region. Southwestern pottery remains a popular and revered art form. The styles featured in art galleries and museums today have an extensive history. Long before Columbus arrived, southwestern cultures had formed techniques to produce pieces that were beautiful, long-lasting, and functional. Using clay commonly found in the region, Native Americans first created a type of pottery called bisque, which means that it was subjected to extremely hot temperatures to make the material harder, but was not glazed. The pottery was plainly adorned, if at all, suggesting that it held more of a functional purpose than ritualistic. The pottery of the Northeast differed from southwestern pottery in many respects. First, due to the disparate geography, the materials used varied greatly between groups. Rather than just using dried clay, Northeastern peoples mixed clay with other materials that were available, such as crushed shells, sand, and plants. Next, the form of Northeastern pottery is completely distinctive. Instead of solid pots like those made in the Southwest, potters in the Northeast formed a rope made of prepared clay. The rope was wound around a circular base, forming coils as the piece was built up. Finally, after the coil pottery was fired, it was further treated with special stones. The natives rubbed the piece with the stones in order to smooth the surface. This final treatment added a polished look to the piece.